well up there and it gets cold. Well, what government outfit is sponsoring this? Is the BIA sponsored?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't help but think, though, that the government must be paying part of it. Because I don't see how you can build a house for $10,000 with all that stuff in it.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's me, too. Well, at Tezuka, they started out with $20,000.
Yeah.
And it took them 5 years to finish them. 10 units.
Oh, smokes.
Ooh, I don't know what was wrong with them.
Boy, that just smells like fish to me.
God.
5 years.
5 years, yeah. Just last year they moved in.
Good grief. What construction company was working? Or was it just the men in the village?
I don't know. No, they're supposed to have a supervisor if they were to work through the self-help houses.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have supervisors right there all the time to see that they do their work right.
Mm-hmm.
But this other one now, they got the contract to do it, see. But the only help is there is probably handing the material to him, see, or doing other kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or help where it's needed, you know.
Between that and the food stamps, a guy ought to be able to live pretty good on $200 a month. Well, here's one thing I thought of, though. At $10 a month, you can't, in 20 years, borrow that much money. You were saying that you thought it would be a good idea to save your money and pay it off in a hurry?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true, because they can't raise, there won't be any interest on it.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than saving your money and paying off the house, I think it would be better just to count that as $10 a month rent until you own the house. And you say if you can put $50 a month in the bank to be used for something else, like a new pickup or food or clothing or just a savings.
Of course, there are some that have already been written about some things that, you know, I guess you may have about them, but I don't get no papers. Sometimes, not too much discussion is made on that, on the article, you know.
Yeah.
Only maybe somebody that's seen it would say something about it, you know. But if it's on the good side of it, well, I don't think anybody mentions anything, see.
Yeah.
But anything against the Indians, well, naturally it comes out, you know. But
yeah.
They never do nothing about it. They all they do is they ask, why can't we go right around and right up our own, see.
Yeah.
In contrast with the other one, see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a good idea that way, see. If we had one that would say something to indicate the treatment that the Indians get, see.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you, I don't think it hurts anybody.
No.
But will be more appreciated maybe by the people that read it and understand it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are only a few that understand what is written up, you know. Yeah. Others just merely read it and then just forget, you know.
Right.
Yeah. My boys in my program, they read newspapers. Of course, especially that workout, you know, they go by and pick a paper up, and they never say nothing about it until somebody happened to mention it. Maybe just because somebody said something about something, you know, that is connected with it, and then they, well, I saw it in the paper, you know. That's about all, yeah.
And then
but most of the write-ups are a little against the Indians, see, misinformed, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't like myself. But as they always said, if you have good friends, ask them to give you all the help you want.
Well, after we get all this compiled, put together, and we write something, and I'll have you help me on it. I mean, with the final paper, I mean, of course you're helping me now, but when we're ready to publish something, which I hope will be before May, you and I'll get together and go over it thoroughly with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah.
From the particularly your point of view,
mm-hmm.
and if you like it, as far as that goes, you can have authorship on it if you're interested in that. Mm-hmm. Or do you think that would be a bad thing? To have the authorship on it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it has anything, even though if I get a comeback, I think I can defend myself easier on that, because
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not doing it just because I want the outside people just to know, but I'm doing it because it's the new generation coming up want to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's doing it and don't care to do it, well, where are they going to get their material, see?
Right.
So that's the way I see it. See? I know if I went to the council and if I went to the governor, maybe this governor would favor me, see, which he very seldom does. He likes my idea of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the other people that no, I don't want to do it. They think that I'm giving out something that should come out in the public. Yeah, on the part of that Dr. Ellis, that's reason I don't want that in. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. So,
yeah, that part I don't want.
That's what.
Yeah, it's all right for the time that you are listening there. You get some benefit out of it yourself, because
mm-hmm.
you're taking that same course, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Dr. Ellis, that's why she's getting smarter and smarter, because she's working with a person that's got the first-hand knowledge of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, you benefit lots out of that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
But I don't mind it, because I know her for a long time, and she doesn't talk out like others do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If she does anything I said, want to make a comparison with others, all she does is to say it according to, you know, without mentioning anybody, see. You know, so I like it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her already one time that not to use my name for it, you know.
Yeah, well, it's your own protection.
Yeah. Because I know people won't like it, that part of it.
Well, maybe 15, 20 years ago, but I think that more people like yourself are becoming conscious of the fact that if this stuff isn't written down, is going to be lost to everybody.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that trend of philosophy on the part of the Indians?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think more and more of these people are becoming liberal.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, I never talk about the old cacique. He's dead now. He wanted to, he talked to his big head men, see, and he wanted to put down in writing all what he knew, see,
mm-hmm.
or have a, he, that, well, he know he, that phonograph, see.
Yeah.
Where he can hear it back himself, see.
Yeah.
And he says, well, someday when I'm gone, and everybody's gone from my society, well, no, who's going to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that very much. It was all right with his other co-workers there, but it was the outside people that they see it differently, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I for myself, well, on the part of the maker, was an honest person, well, he would just do that, you know, and not make an extra for himself, see.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be paid because he wanted to pay him, see. And he wanted to keep that one, see. And then whenever he was going to use it, and his memory was getting a little weak, you know, where all his idea was to put that record on the machine and start it out. And because he asked me if it could be done on a slow motion, I told him, yeah, mm-hmm. could be. And that's what he wanted. He asked personally, he called me, see, and he asked me what I thought about it. Well, I says, it's a good idea. I wish all of the other societies would do it, see. To some honest, get some honest person to put it down for them.
Mm-hmm.
And pay him, and then if he makes an extra because he's been paid, why, you've got a right to sue that guy.
You bet, yeah.
Every bit he's got, because that wasn't the way it was intended, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a breach of contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that the Zunis are doing just that?
No.
But they're really slick. They got some government money.
Yeah.
And they bought some tape recorders, and they got a bunch of tapes. And they're doing just what you and I are doing.
Yeah.
Except they're doing it with everybody in the Pueblo who has knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making tapes of everyone, all the war chiefs and fiscales and caciques and governors but the Indians are doing it themselves.
Yeah.
They haven't even hired a white guy to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've got a school library there,
mm-hmm.
that they're putting it all in.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause apparently several years ago one of the head of the society, I don't know what I'm talking about now, but apparently somebody died in a car accident while he was quite young, and before they had chosen his successor, and took most of the knowledge for this particular society to the grave with
him. Oh yeah, sure.
And I think this is the story, I could be wrong, but it got them thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, we could lose a lot if we don't get it in our own library.
Yeah.
Not for everybody to use, not for the anthropologists or the historians, but for the Zunis to use.
Yeah.
I think that's good thinking.
Now that we all in the Pueblos have people that can run these tape recorders, see.
Mm-hmm.
And like yesterday, I think Harry was the one that was running that tape recorder for this guy, see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it ran out, he called him in.
Yeah.
And put another one in for him.